Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice America's freedom-loving gun owners.
Yes. Hello, all. Real quick, public service announcement. I am endorsing Scott Bach from New Jersey and Joe DeBurgolis from New York for NRA Board of Directors re-election.
I thought they were Board of Directors.
They're running again.
They run like all the time.
Yes, I have petitions here every 3 years. If you're a light, these guys supported me wholeheartedly for when I tried to run, and I'm going to try to run again in a year for the 16 seat. These guys are running to be reinstated in April of 15.
Both good guys.
Both great guys. And the petitions are here at the front. If you're an NRA life member or you've been a member for 5 years or more straight, you're a voting member, just get your NRA number. And if you can stop down and sign the petitions, they will be here for the next about 4 weeks. And I'd like to mail them out to Scott and Joe DeBurgolis to show our support so that next year when I run, they'll reciprocate. So please stop down and I would appreciate it. A little out of state news. The other night I went to Sing Sing, New York, Ossining, New York, where Sing Sing Prison is. And a Gun for Hire alumni, Gun for Hire listener, Aaron Wooden, last week we announced that there was a movie showing, and it's called Living for 32. And it was initially set out with the Sundance Film Festival. Library's beautiful. They had a big movie theater and everything. And this young kid named Colin was shot 4 times by the crazed Cho at Virginia Tech, and he survived. And Cho killed 32 people, injured another 21, 17 with gunshots, 4 more other injuries. And Colin was shot in the knee, he was shot in the hip, he was shot in the back. I mean, but he's recovered tremendously. And he did this movie, it's about an hour long. It's really not anti-gun or pro-gun. He addresses a lot of issues, mental health, political correctness, going to gun shows and buying guns without paperwork. You know, Cho's were purchased legally. And, you know, he fell through the mental health cracks, Cho. Mm-hmm. And also there were professors that refused to
turn him in
because of political correctness, right, as Ron Sousa would say, the Sharia law of our country. Everybody knew something wasn't right with him, but nobody did anything. Mm. And the movie's a little heart-wrenching, and, you know, it's tough to watch at times. And I give the kid a lot of credit because I'm sure there was lawsuit monies that all the victims got, and he could have just slipped into obscurity and taken his money and run. And for him to, you know, put himself out, Sandy, and talk and, you know, choked up and everything, it was pretty good to watch. And it was his classroom that Cho shot himself at the end.
Wow.
And, you know, Virginia Tech put a memorial up. They put 33 names up, including Cho's, and it was defaced and everything so many times by the students, they finally got rid of it. And he came out and said, this kid Colin came out and said, you know, it didn't belong there because he's not a victim. He might have been a victim of other things,
right,
but he wasn't a victim of
the
Virginia Tech shooting.
Why would you put his name on it to begin
with? Which leads me to, we just had a Jersey City cop executed.
Yeah.
And the kid was 23 years old. He was a rookie, and he responded to a call. This crazed shitbag went into a pharmacy with a knife, and he attacked the security guard. And I don't know the security guard's background or anything. Some people said he was assaulted. Some said he was stabbed. I'm not sure yet. But he took the security officer's gun, and then he laid in wait. And when the cop pulled up, he just went outside. He shot the cop right through the driver's side window in the head and killed him instantly. 23-year-old kid.
Piece of crap.
And believe it or not, for our listeners out there, Mayor Fulop and I, anti-gun Mayor Fulop, we agree on something. The shitbag's wife had built a memorial for her husband and for the killer. And people were dropping off candles and other tokens and stuff.
Yeah.
And Fulop, being politically incorrect, had his officers tear it down.
Wow.
And they built another memorial, and he had him tear that down the next day. And he said publicly, there's no place for this, for a murderer and a killer. So I give him a lot of credit, because everybody wants to play that PC line today. And, you know, my heart goes out to the family of this young rookie that lost his life. And I just want to tell Phillip, you know, thank you for manning up, being a Marine and, you know, a public servant and tearing that shit down, because there's no place for that today. Just like Virginia Tech putting a adding Cho, the killer, for a memorial.
Right.
Getting back to Living for 32, at the end they had a panel. They had a guy who's running for political office up in Westchester County who was anti-gun Democrat. They had a woman from one of Bloomberg's Newtown things. And Ben Rosenshein, who is building a range, Blue Line Sports, up in Elmsford, New York, he was on the panel too. And he did a very good job defending our stance with when it comes to gun control and stuff. And he ripped apart the SAFE Act that the politicians supported Cuomo in the Not So Safe Act or whatever. But everybody there was cordial and everybody there was professional. I didn't speak because I was getting awfully emotional about it, because nobody wanted to talk about the elephant in the room, which is the political correctness, mental health, and obviously the over-medication of our kids today. Right. So I kept it pretty tight. I got to meet a lot of people. Aaron Wooden is a great guy. He's come down here for test drives and stuff, and he'll be down here to shoot soon. So I thought that that
was... Thanks for the heads up on that, too, Aaron.
Yeah, and if anybody gets a chance to see it, the movie's called Living for 32. I'd like to hear, you know, what you think about it. And if anybody got to see Chasing New Jersey last week, they did a story on not-so-smart guns.
Yeah.
And
guess who they interviewed?
They interviewed me, and the first thing I said was, smart guns are about as smart as our legislators, which is not so smart. And
they ran it, too.
They ran it, which was nice. And I said that smart guns can't be 99.999% efficient and, what's the word I'm looking for?
Effective.
Effective. Yeah. They have to be 100% all the time.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even entertain smart guns until they're widely accepted by police and military.
That was a very good point. And they played that also.
They played that as well. It's interesting, though, because there's a Rutgers professor who's behind this GRIP smart gun technology.
Yeah.
And then there's this retired Montclair cop.
Follow the money.
But wait, the retired Montclair cop, listen to this story. While he was a cop, he would come home every night
and
take his duty weapon and secure it safely in a cigar box in his closet. He went to sleep, and he woke up to a sound of a gunshot. Yeah. And his two young children somehow figured out the combination
to the
cigar box and got his duty weapon and played with it in the living room and had a discharge.
Uh-huh.
So now he's a champion of smart gun technology,
right,
where he should be a champion of jackass technology.
Right. Well, because he is a jackass.
And Chasing New Jersey attacked his stance on it. He wasn't on the show. They played a tape for it. They're like, wait a minute. This is a guy that is just so stupid to leave his gun in a cigar box.
Right.
So now he wants technology to fix his stupidity. Well, Montclair cop, wake the F up, okay?
Well, and how many times have we, you know, how many stories do we know? We could start reciting them, because all you get around here is cop. Not all you get, but you get tons and tons of cops here qualifying for, you know, for their permits and whatnot. And you hear the stories. Remember the one about the idiot who put his gun in the dishwasher?
Oh, yeah, and it went off. The
and
first
went
round
off.
Went off.
Yeah.
I had a guy who put his gun in a microwave, forgot it, used the microwave as a timer. It didn't go off, but you should have saw what that Glock looked like. It was fused to the metal tray.
But all that should have firearms or police officers.
Of course. You know? But this ex-Montclair cop, I don't know if he was retired, shamed, I don't know what happened. But so he's a champion of smart gun technology in New Jersey now because he's an idiot, okay?
Yeah.
That's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
Dan Grodovic... by the way, his cousin, Rich Valshing, passed away unexpectedly at 53 years old.
Oh, wow.
A long Gun for Hire supporter with Photoshop and his comments and everything. My heart goes out to him and his family.
Yeah.
Really, really great guy. I never got to meet him personally. I only met him on the computer and everything. I'm really disgusted. But Dan Grodovic graduated from Rutgers, and he says there's some reasons why a smart gun will never be accepted. He said, number one, call tech support. Hello, my name is Kevin. Can I help you now? Occasionally, your gun would stop working for no reason. You may have to unload the gun, do a detail strip, put it back together, and it would work. Occasionally, executing a maneuver such as aiming to the left quickly would cause your gun to shut down and refuse to function, in which case you would have to replace the barrel. Depressing the trigger would cause the gun to ask, "Are you sure?" before firing. Every time a new gun was introduced, users would have to learn how to shoot all over again because none of the controls would operate in the same manner as your old gun. You know, Tamara from Chasing New Jersey I said to her, and she didn't print all of this. I said, don't tell me that this can't be defeated. Anything right. that works on Bluetooth technology. Yeah. And what about the government stepping in and shutting it off?
Right.
Okay. Having the right to do
Correct.
That.
Correct.
And
no one thinks
and,
of this.
And getting the error code at 3 o'clock in the right. morning when you right. take the gun out. And do we trust anything?
And software upgrades. What yes. the hell do we
Imagine
trust?
Imagine you go to pull it out of your safe and it's uploading new software yeah, like your cable
at
box.
The time, right.
And you have to wait 7 minutes. It gives you the little timer thing.
Like when you're in a real hurry and your laptop all of a sudden decides now is the appropriate time to upload
yes.
a new software.
Do we trust anything that operates with batteries?
Right.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What if I'm injured and drop the gun and my significant other goes to pick the gun up
well,
and it doesn't read her grip?
Pretty much screwed.
I said to Tamara, I said, what if I'm sweaty? What if I'm bloody?
Right.
What if I injured my hand doing gardening work and I had a Band-Aid on and I pick it up and this biometric thing-a-thing grip thing doesn't work on this? Stupid, stupid, stupid. So the smart gun technology is as smart as our legislators.
Well, you know, stop and think about how many jams are caused by operator error, how many mechanical failures you have with firearms. You want to add to this with
could
an
you
electronic?
Imagine, could you imagine? This is what we're talking about, smart gun technology. Now, I call it stupid gun technology. Again, when the police are carrying it and the military is issuing it,
right.
I'm more than willing right. to discuss it.
Yeah, when you got
okay?
a ray gun and shit. You know,
seriously,
a, yeah,
I'm more when I see it in a Men in Black 4 or whatever movie
right.
they're up to
yeah,
now, then I'll feel
I'll
a little better about
yeah, exactly.
it. But right now, this is a bunch of bullshit. It's just political grandeering, political
well,
grandstanding.
Know, it's the same thing. It's those soundbite solutions that we talk about all the time. And the biggest problem that we have with these things, there is no critical thinking that goes on anymore.
No.
It is just knee-jerk, emotional reactions to things. Nobody thinks about the, quote, unintended consequences that happen with all these ridiculous decisions. And in typical government fashion, they will create a solution to a problem that doesn't exist, that creates a new problem, and then create a solution to that.
You know what's going to be weird? They're going to get this stuff perfected, right, working off of fine motor functions. And then when it's tested in
right.
a real-world battle and you're using gross motor skills,
mm-hmm.
shit's not going to work.
Right, exactly.
Okay?
Because they don't think about
Correct.
This.
Correct. Your grip is going to be different. There's
mm-hmm.
sand. There's
yep.
mud. There's water. What if you drop it?
What
okay?
if you're shaking?
What if you drop the firearm
right.
and pick it up and that little surface mount chip broke loose,
yeah.
like your iPhone or something? Right?
You're right.
Seriously.
You're right.
Click, 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 click,
yeah.
click, click. Oh,
yeah.
shit, 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 shit. It's hard enough to get mechanical devices like
yes.
real firearms
yes.
to work
Correct.
Flawlessly.
Correct. Right. You're right.
Could you imagine
You're absolutely right.
Electronically with software? And again, I'm worried about, you know, a hacker is going to figure it
of
out.
Of course.
And they're going to have a jamming device. Trooper Bill Fearon is like, every time the state police gets new radar guns, 2 weeks later, Cincinnati Millichrome and Valentine Radar invent a radar detector that defeats the cops' new radar guns. But guess what? I have a little thing of information for you. Cincinnati Millichrome and Valentine are the two largest manufacturers of police radar guns, and they're the largest manufacturers of civilian radar detectors.
Dude, that's analogous to
okay.
putting a Baskin Robbins right next to a Weight Watchers store.
Correct. Correct. So here's what's going to happen is they're going to come up with the gun, and then they're going to come up with software to defeat it, and then they're going
right.
to come up with new
right.
software to defeat that. And the other thing
right.
they touched upon on Chasing New Jersey is, right now, a stupid gun is $1,800. You're going to get lower-income people barred from being able to purchase
well,
it.
Isn't that what it's all about
of
anyway?
Of course. Control.
We have to keep... Yes, it's not about gun control. It's just about control.
Exactly.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange Gun Law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. In Montville, New Jersey, between 3 major highways and the Morris County, Essex County border, if you need any type of fractional office space, starting as little as $59 a month to give yourself a professional look. I went to Starbucks in Florham Park the other day. It's 12 offices in there, okay? There's 12 offices in there. There's realtors, IT people, all kinds of shit, okay? People showing their products across the table and everything. How professional is that? Okay,
that's
go
great.
See Ron for $59 a month,
good
you cheap
God.
Bastards. Get out of your mother's kitchen, your basement.
That's two decaf
latte choca macalaki, goat milk, low fat, non fat, stevia sweetener thingy jingies.
Yeah,
okay,
things, yes.
Go check them out. Montville Office, Montville Executive Suites. By the way, I drove to Sing Sing and back with Alexander Rubian, and Alexander Rubian has started his own organization, and there's going to be a lot more to talk about. I've received a ton of emails from people that want to support some kind of recall effort in New Jersey to send a signal. And we had a 2-hour conversation, an hour up and an hour back. And we want to lay low a little bit because whatever we do, we can't really roll it out until January. And we don't want our mark to know that they're our mark. But just everybody hang tight. Keep gathering any information on any politicians in the state of New Jersey. But, you know, we need 25% of the registered voters in the district to initiate a recall. The public office has to be in office for 1 year from their election. So we can't do anything till January. But we're not going to be shooting in the dark. We know exactly who needs to be contacted. All that's missing is getting volunteers and donations. We're going to start a super PAC for donations. We're going to name it something like Citizens for Responsible Government. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be all a gun issue, okay? They're in the process of hiring IT experts to develop iPhone and Android apps so they can check signatures on the fly to minimize the amount of invalid signatures. We're communicating deeply with the Colorado recall effort people. Okay, every day we're talking about it, all right? This is the first of its kind in any election in New Jersey. We're going to be the first to do this, all right? The organization is also working with the best New Jersey election law attorney. He has worked as counsel for every major election in New Jersey on federal, state, and local law, including Chris Christie's election and reelection campaign, okay? We're just going to mention that this will be a leading civil rights project, okay? We do need to emphasize that this is a group effort. If we all work together in synergy, we'll be successful in January to recall someone. And this is the first step to completely change New Jersey at the elected level.
Absolutely.
In the next 6 to 8 years.
And that's the way we need
okay,
to do
2020
it.
Okay, 2020 is redistricting again.
Mm-hmm.
If we can send a message and move a few people around,
right.
Okay?
Right.
And I bet you...
remember what happened in the last redistricting.
Oh, we got screwed. And I bet that we will get support from Republican leadership, even covert support. I know we will get support from NRA. We will get support from other leading organizations in the state of New Jersey. This organization will not be affiliated with any Second Amendment organizations in New Jersey. It's going to be going after a politician for going back on their word for what they were sworn
and
to do.
We still haven't figured out who that politician is yet.
Well, we have, but we can't say. But everybody, please just keep those irons in the fire. You're not going to believe what is going to be coming soon. And I believe that this is going to work.
Yeah,
okay.
I absolutely agree, because it's the only thing that we have left. We the people now need to take our government back, just as it was set out by Thomas Jefferson.
I spoke to Colorado people and council. Since they recalled the two state senators, there's been no anti-gun bills introduced. The Democrats have been like puppy dogs because they're all scared, all right? And I just think that we're in a position in New Jersey to do the same thing. We're in a position to send a signal to people, you know, we're not going to be a paper tiger anymore if we can do this. We're going to make the other side spend a lot of money, but we're going to make it about civil rights. We're going to make it about taxes. We're going to make it about so many other injustices that we've had to endure, that this is going to be the biggie. Now, Sandy, you want to talk about Rolling Stone? The first thing that pisses me off with Rolling Stone is they put the bomber, the Boston Marathon bomber, on the cover of their magazine last year, all right?
Absolutely.
All cleaned up and made him look like a rock star.
Yeah.
So that just tells us they're a liberal rag. But they made a list of the 5 most dangerous guns in America. The first most dangerous gun, pistols. The second most dangerous gun, revolvers.
Wow, my God.
Wait. The third most dangerous gun.
This is the best.
Rifles.
Oh, no, wait. I'm waiting for
it. The fourth most dangerous gun. Shotguns.
This is the best.
The fifth most dangerous gun. Derringers. So I made up a list of the most dangerous fish in the ocean. All right, you ready?
All right, go ahead.
Number one, small fish. Wait. Number two.
Bigger fish.
Number three, bigger fish. Number four, sharks. Number five, derringers.
That just about sums it up.
Okay.
The most ridiculous article I have ever read on anything.
And I have a list of the 5 most dangerous implements for fighting.
Okay.
Number one. Words. Number two, open fist. Number three.
Like a slap.
Yes.
We used to get from our
fathers. Closed fist.
Again, we used to get that from our fathers.
Number four, implement like hammer or crowbar. And number five, derringers.
Freaking derringers everywhere. It is unbelievable.
Okay.
If you ban derringers, no one will die from fish attacks, no one will be shot, and no one will have any type of harm come to them at all. Derringers are the problem.
This is what I get. I can't understand this. Somebody wrote this stupid shit, and then the editorial board
reviewed it and published it. This is the most amazing crap I've ever seen. It's out of control.
Rolling Stone magazine, where have you gone? I don't know where to go with this. Like after reading it, you know, I don't know. Everybody should send a note to Rolling Stone and say, "What the hell?"
Substitute the last
those derringers.
Word. Derringers.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50 yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf...
By Derringers.
Derringers. Waldorf Chiropractic.
Yes.
Okay? Dr. Eric.
Carries a Derringer.
Okay. Dr. Eric at Waldorf Chiropractic, waldorfchiro.com in Bridgewater, New Jersey. I found out Alexander Rubian
carries
is a
Derringer?
Patient of Dr. Eric. So everybody, he says Dr. Eric is the man.
Yeah, he is
so,
the man.
So if you live within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please go to his Family Chiropractic Center. He wrote a book called Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Mention Gun for Hire Radio, and you will get the platinum
Derringer.
Treatment.
Oh.
Yeah. Mention that you are a shooter, righty or lefty, and the doc will improve your stability, your shooting, and your sight picture, and your endurance. Believe me, he will. He's gotten really healthy. You got to see him now. He's doing great. So WaldorfChiropractic.com, Waldorf Chiropractic on Facebook. Check
nice.
Him out. The five most dangerous cars, Sandy. Small cars.
Yes.
Medium-sized cars.
Yes.
Big cars.
Yes.
Bigger cars.
Yes. And?
Derringers.
Derringers.
Okay? Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Please remember this.
Yes. Derringers
okay?
are a problem. Yes.
You idiot at Rolling Stone. Seriously. I would take my skull rings, turn them back around, and I would give him a head slap.
I think it was
okay?
a woman who wrote that.
I would give her a head slap. I would knock her in, like my father would say, I would knock the taste out of her mouth, and I would knock her into tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
My father used to say, I'll hit you so hard you have to pack a lunch for where you're going.
My father was, I'll hit you so hard, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week.
And
whatever that was.
My father would say, I'll hit you so hard your mother will feel it.
And the best part was, they did.
Of course. Listen, we have a light at the end of the tunnel here in Pennsylvania. Representative Saccone.
You just pissed off an entire state.
Sorry. Representative Saccone introduced House Bill 2398. This is an end run to go around the attorney general who's banning everything in Pennsylvania because she's an anti-gun zealot. And what this is HB 2398. If you get a chance, go on to the Pennsylvania legislators' website, and you can send emails to Representative Saccone and everybody and You know, tell them
yes.
Tell them that you're not going shopping. You tell them you're going to Delaware now. Right. You're not coming to New Jersey from New Jersey, from New York, from Connecticut, to the Crossings, to the Poconos. You're not going to take your family because you can't use your Utah or your New Hampshire or your Texas, because Texas will be next. She's going to ban. That you can't go to Philly. You can't go to Eaton, PA, because A, you don't feel safe, and B, you can't carry your gun.
And if you can, and Philly, since Philly has more, felons running around. And what was the last report? Somewhere around 200,000 felons and only 12 warrant officers in order to get them off of the street. I don't go to Philly anymore with that.
No. So this is going to, because Attorney General Kane, her actions are basically illegal, but no one can mount a lawsuit against her because she has the Pennsylvania coffers behind her and the Pennsylvania attorneys.
Right.
So no one can do anything. Now, the governor, even though he appointed this AG, the governor is under a lot of pressure. He's kind of alluded to the fact to some people behind the scenes that if this bill goes through the House and the Senate,
he's
going to
sign it. Yeah.
Okay. And this would totally codify. So if you have a Utah non-resident, don't throw it out.
Right.
Keep renewing it. The Knappenbach lawsuit for New Hampshire is moving rapidly. Knappen thinks by the fall they'll have it passing. The lawsuit will have gone through the courts.
Revert back to what it was.
And it'll be back. So your New Hampshire carry would be good in PA until she signs an executive fiat. But if Saccone's bill becomes a law.
Everything is okay.
Yes, and everything will be okay. So we really need everybody's support.
Would that make Florida then okay?
Yes, it would make Florida again. Yes, so your Florida, your Utah, New Hampshire we're working on. Right now, Texas is still good. But don't get me wrong. Attorney General Kane, it just takes one letter for her to ban it.
Right.
She just has to write a directive as the AG that she's reviewed the Texas concealed carry laws and she feels it doesn't meet the requirements of Pennsylvania, therefore it's no longer recognized.
Mm-hmm.
One letter. That's what she did with Utah and Florida.
Exactly right.
So we're gonna help out Saccone. I made a donation to his campaign.
Very good
idea. And I sent him a letter of thank you, and I got a response back from one of his people, a personal response, because I made a good donation.
That always helps.
Because the other thing is, I always think back of Knappen with the Equal Protection Act, because eventually we're going to get a national reciprocity, New Jersey is not going to be included.
Right.
So we're going to turn around and we're going to sue and go to Supreme Court under equal protection and say, wait a minute, 49 other states can carry in my state, and I can carry in 49 other states.
Yeah.
But I can't carry in my state.
Yeah. Right.
So that falls under Equal Protection Act, civil rights violations. So we will get right to carry. We can't get it in New Jersey from the New Jersey courts, the New Jersey legislators, the New Jersey governor. But damn, we can do it federally.
Right.
Okay. And there's two reciprocity bills buzzing around right now. And we do not know what their future will be. But, it could be a year or two away where they can come up again. The A-235 or whatever almost passed, but then the Newtown tragedy happened, the massacre, and it was pulled.
Yes.
So this could happen. So it's HB 2398. You go on the Pennsylvania legislators' website, and Saccone, S-A-C-C-O-N-E, he's the one that sponsored this. And I give him a lot of credit for having the chutzpah to do this, But, other than parts of Philly and Stroudsburg area, the rest of Pennsylvania is pro-gun.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
the rest
and maybe
is,
a little bit out towards Pittsburgh, too, is a little bit.
But the rest of the state is pro-gun, and they're not going to allow this to be dictated this way. Because think of how many people in Pennsylvania, when they have family visit, they can't carry in the state
Exactly,
now.
Right.
People are afraid to transport
a lot of people
through the state. Look at Shanine Allen, what happened to her.
Right.
Everybody's talking about that. 3 years in prison she's facing because the freaking prosecutor in New Jersey refused to put her in pretrial intervention.
Right.
You out-of-state people, you have no idea what goes on in this state. She crossed over the Delaware River. Washington crossed over that to gain our effing freedom.
Right.
She crossed over the Delaware River from Pennsylvania to New Jersey.
Same place, too.
At the same place that you're right over Washington's
crossing.
A nurse with two kids that doesn't have a speeding ticket on her record, and the prosecutor refused their pretrial intervention to set an example with her. You want to set an example with her, but the guy who killed the Jersey City cop executed him, had three prior felonies.
Right, and was out.
And he was out. He was only 20-something years old.
Right.
Three prior felonies.
Right.
He's walking the streets.
And they were violent felonies. They weren't just
Correct. We can afford to put this woman in prison.
Right.
And what do our kids become? Wards of the
and
state?
And prosecutor.
And we're prosecutor.
Now, if you've, for those listeners who've never been to this area over here by like Washington crossing Pennsylvania where you're crossing over the Delaware River, it is very easy, like a Marine, to make a wrong turn and wind up in the state of New Jersey. It's very,
correct,
very difficult, so, especially in a lot of these small towns. You don't even know you're going to be crossing over the Delaware.
It's bad. I've had a rant. I feel better now.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
You guys and girls out there that listen and support Gun for Hire Radio and all of everything we do in every state, including New Jersey.
Thank
just
you.
Just remember, we have a lot of I Will Not Comply and Gun for Hire Radio swag. We got the new magnets in.
Oh,
the I Will Not Comply magnets, the same size as the stickers now. So if you have a plate in your head that's not titanium, you can show your pride. You can stick it to your car, your office, your filing cabinet, whatever you want. Steel plate will work. They were using, I think they switched to titanium. We have shirts. We have hats. We have a bunch of other swag. You know, if you want to keep this show going, you have to show your support for us. And the other thing is, I'm always writing checks to people and events and everything. And, you know, we're going to start supporting this whole recall effort wholeheartedly. I'm going to use my facility. I'm going to be writing checks and everything. And we thank all of you for your support. But you can come into the range and buy any of this stuff, or you can go on the Gun for Hire store, and everything is for sale there. Our shirts are, you know, from a medium all the way up to 5X Fat Bastard. I'm now a 2X. I used to be 5X Fat Bastard. But I'm not sick, bitches.
You're slipped. No, okay? You're not sick. No.
Okay.
I know. This is intentional.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's so rude. Somebody said to me the other day, you lost a lot of weight. Are you sick?
Yeah.
No, but I'm going to be indicted after I punch you in the face. So we have, they look really cool if you don't want to mar up your car with a sticker or something, but you want to show your support. So we have I Will Not Comply, the shirts and everything. And the coffee mugs are coming soon, right?
Yes. They're going to, once Matt gets them on a website.
Okay.
So somewhere around the turn of the century.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So please show your support, because you support those who support us. You need to support us, too.
Yeah. And please support our sponsors, too. I mean, it's very important. You know, you've got guys, Nappin, Lipstick Bodyguard, Doc Waldorf, everybody, you know, the Office Suites. Please, these are the guys who are writing the checks every single week to produce this nonsense that you guys are so thankfully listening to. And we have really been in the past 4 years a powerhouse. We have changed so much in this state. One simple little voice has been able to do this. And it's all because of you guys out there. You are the driving force behind the show. We just come in here and goof up and volunteer for this stuff.
I do it against my will.
Against my will. And I do it against, yes, absolutely against my will.
Just so you know.
So there it is. But really, seriously, thank you so much for supporting and for spreading the word. And we're trying something new now in between these little commercial blocks to just come out and talk to you. We'll be back with the regular program in a second. Boy, that didn't last long, did it? Yeah.
It went well.
It was a second. Yeah.
It was not a second.
Was it a second? Well, I said it would be back in a second,
such
and
a
here
bitch,
we are.
Bro. Oh, I'm sorry. I got some good letters.
Yes, sir.
This one's from a Gun for Hire a range member, Evan. And this is a great story to share, because watch what he did. Aunt, good story for you. I brought my father-in-law into the range this past Saturday morning. He is in his mid-50s and had never shot a gun before. He was not anti-gun. I just think he never really had an interest in it. But he had heard me talk about it in conversation many times over the past few years at family gatherings. A few weeks ago, he said he wanted to come out with me because he was curious to see what it would be like. I brought him to the Woodland Park Range, and I planned everything to make him comfortable. Gun for Hire. Best, most ergonomic, family-oriented, safest range around. I gave him my 30-decibel headsets with the microphones. I gave him my SIG 9mm to start because it doesn't have too much kick. I did not expect him to dislike the experience, but I did not know he would like it as much as he did. At the end, he was asking about the process for a membership, and he already bought his own headset. I think also coming there, it broke a lot of perceptions he had about the range. He saw young, old, Asian, Spanish, black, white, husband, wife, kids, etc. He also had fun. And although he had never been to a range, he kept saying how he knew what you were doing when you designed the range. It was a joy seeing him have fun, and now he wants to go back a few more times. Just wanted to share this with you. Thanks for creating a great range and environment and for everything you do. Evan, we talk about introducing shooters. Yeah. There's your perfect example.
There it is.
He didn't have him shoot a Magnum. He didn't just give him foam plugs. He gave him electronic headset. He gave him a 9mm to shoot. He came on a Saturday morning when it's quiet.
Yep.
Okay? All of that is win-win-win.
Right.
And that's what we want. So, Evan, I commend you, all right?
He did it all the right way.
Yes.
He didn't waltz in here, give him foam earplugs, like you said, and then hand him one of those gold-plated Desert Eagles to fire for the first time just so everyone could laugh at him. And you see that happen. It wasn't
correct.
A YouTube
correct.
Video.
Correct. Chris Smuda from the People's Republic of Canada. He goes, hello, all. I love the idea of recalling a public master. Nothing is more satisfying than poking someone in the eye. I have to agree, Chris.
Yes, absolutely.
And he reflects on the Colorado recall effort and how well everybody did. Chris, so we are moving on with the recall, and that'll be coming out soon. He just advises, choose your public master wisely. This is going to be sweet when it gets rolling. This is a guy from Canada ready to donate, all right? For your information, for Sandy, the Canadian company that screwed up the programming of healthcare.gov for $700 million is the same company that was contracted to build the system for the now-dead long gun registry. All right? He goes, don't feel bad. Canada has pissed away $4 billion on our current gun control scheme.
Oh, man.
$2 billion of that was to set up the registry. I learned that the corporate connection from your favorite network, Al Jazeera America. They're the ones that reported that, okay?
Really?
Chris Smuda, okay? Chris, thank you. I'll tell you what. There's another one from Ken Silva in Arizona, still in the USA. Pardon my spelling of her name, but here's my question based on what's happening to her. I live in Arizona where 2A is my permit to carry. He's talking about Shanine Allen now.
Yeah.
So I bought an LCP for concealed carry. No other permit required. It's great living in a free state. F you. Ken. When I drive to Seattle and to Boston this year to visit family and friends, I'm thinking that getting a concealed carry permit is not a good idea. It will only make me a target and a felon in states like New Jersey and where I have to tell the cop who stops me for having a tail light out that I have a permit and I am carrying.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Ken, Massachusetts, ooh. New Jersey, New York, you can't carry anyway.
Zero.
It has to be in a locked and fastened case, ammo separate locked or fastened case, and you're covered under FOPA, okay? I think it's better to keep a low profile, keep the LCP in my pocket, keep my mouth shut in certain circumstances. What do you guys think? Again, Ken, you got to lock it up when you go to those states. You got to get the Traveler's Guide to Firearms Laws, the 2014 edition. Go on handgunlaw.us. Carry permits are not going to help you. You got to see where your Arizona is legal and those states you can carry. And when you get to socialist states like us, there's no way that you can carry.
Yeah, Maryland.
Okay,
forget
you're
Maryland.
Screwed.
Forget.
You're screwed.
Oh, absolutely.
All
the
right?
whole East Coast, really. With the exception of New Hampshire.
Correct.
Which are okay.
I got one from Javier Rojas. Great episode with Evan and Marcus. You guys made a great point that unity and activism, and I agree with you 100%. And I've been doing my part to introduce new people to the shooting sports. As a matter of fact, I will soon be introducing a New Jersey teacher. The biggest issue I ran into regarding the latest magazine ban fight was that many New Jersey gun owners didn't even know what was going on. And even if they did, they didn't care.
That's right.
Many of them told me that they thought all the gun law issues in New Jersey were now calm due to Christie's veto and had not known anything about the proposed magazine bill. I told them to get ready for the next round once Christie is gone. They still do not believe it will be much of an issue. Boy, are they in for a surprise.
Oh, people around here, a lot of gun owners in New Jersey suffer from head in the ass disease, which we've said this so many times.
And he also wrote, also, as Marcus stated, some of the folks at his gunsmithing school do not get involved in politics. I believe they are wrong, as I told a few other New Jersey gun owners that stated the same thing. By becoming a firearms owner, you have put your foot in the political pool, whether you choose to admit it or not, and sooner or later you will realize this is a very bad way. Okay? I agree. Okay? Thank you, Hav, by the way. I got another one from John. I know you've discussed the Shanine Allen situation on last week's show. I was curious if this cause wouldn't be something that Ainsley's group wouldn't want to take on. They're not going to be political. They'll support her, but they're not going to be political. Here we have a law-abiding citizen with no past history, medical profession, single mother of two, and a woman of color who's been caught up in New Jersey laws. Had she not been the honest enough to alert the officer of her weapon and that she had a concealed carry license, it is all probable that she would have gone on without issue. Here's an opportunity for the minority and women's rights groups to champion an effort to get this woman freed and have a serious discussion on how New Jersey's laws are carryover from Jim Crow days when our political leaders didn't want those people to have firearms. Listen.
Didn't? Still does.
It still exists. I agree,
that's
John.
That's exactly why it is.
I agree. And it's amazing how no one else is coming up to help her. It's only a civil rights Second Amendment people.
Yeah, the people who are just the evil people who don't care about anyone else. You know, you hear about this all the time. I was listening again to a rebroadcast that happens in your range here when we had the representative from NRA here. And he made a statement that New Jersey has some of the lowest gun ownership in the country, which is why the NRA is really not too, eager to come in and help. And we know it to be completely wrong, that statement to be completely wrong.
Correct.
What people outside of the state don't understand is, and we have this conversation off air all the time, is even if you are a gun owner in the state, you don't admit to being a gun owner.
Closet gun owners.
Yeah. You don't talk to people about it.
5 years.
Oh, my God. It's just the way it is. You don't answer those questions. If someone says, do you own a gun? You immediately say no. And it's because of the persecution that we face on a regular basis. Forget about the snide looks. It is, you're opening yourself up to an overzealous prosecutor.
Correct.
All right, we're coming back. I have a word. Derringer.
To tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250 pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day, she was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And this segment is brought to you by me.
By me. And
by me. Derringers.
And you. And Derringers.
And Derringers. Guns are bad.
You know, so all guns. Big guns, small guns. The pistols, they're the worst. Pistols are the worst. And revolvers are the second worst.
It's so scary.
Yes.
When you think about it.
Okay. Did you see the numbers? By the way, I mean, what really pissed me off on that. Did you see the numbers they were quoting about how many people were killed by assault rifles?
Yes.
Do you know what the most dangerous, the most deadly appliance in the home is?
The Sunbeam Derringer.
The Sunbeam Derringer. The dishwasher. More people are killed by dishwashers, every single year than are killed with firearms. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
They don't want to hear it.
No, they don't.
But here's the other thing people don't want to hear. We talk about a tragedy like Virginia Tech. We talk about a tragedy like Newtown. And then 4th of July weekend, 87 people were shot in Chicago and 14 died. And nobody really cares about that because we trivialize that. The news doesn't want to report that shit anymore. You want to know something else? I'm reading National Shooting Industry Magazine. We do NICS checks on people. When they fill out the 4473, you sign your name under oath swearing that you're not a felon, you're not illegal and stuff. 2013, 90,000 people lied on their 4473.
Are you serious?
And we're 90,000 with the national instant background check. They were denied. Do you know how many were prosecuted in the United States out of the 90,000?
Six.
Zero.
Come on, really? I was only joking.
Federal offense, and it has to be initiated by the Attorney General of the state that it happened in.
Oh, really?
Okay. So we're worried about gun laws and gun crimes. We have 90,000 people that lied. And when they went to pick up their gun, falsifying documents, when they went to pick up their gun, they were told they were denied, and they walked out of the store scot-free. But yet the ATF, who checks the 4473,
hang you by
they will
noose.
Come in my store for 2 weeks to make sure I'm not a gun trafficker and I'm this and I'm that and everything else. They have the resources to check my books for 2 weeks straight.
Not just one person.
No, two or three people. The state police comes in after the ATF for 1 week. To check my books and paperwork. We have 90,000 people.
For what reason?
Correct.
Then for what reason? Correct.
Because I went into business to become a criminal. I spent millions of dollars to steal a $600 gun because that makes sense. Okay?
To them in some twisted reality.
And they talk down to us and they berate us. Anyway.
Yes.
90,000 people in 2013 knowingly falsified their 4473 and not one person was prosecuted. Not one person was issued a warrant. Okay. James Kalita filled out something wrong on his firearms ID card. Of course it was political. And the state police had the Pennsylvania police
drag him out of bed
and
in
kept
middle
him
of the
in
night.
Jail for a week.
Yes.
Until he had a bail hearing and he got Evan Knappen. Okay. 90,000 people that were probably making straw purchases, buying for somebody else, were known felons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And not one person was brought to task for it. This is our life. This is the world we live in today.
Well, maybe some of these folks who are pouring over the border here, like MS-13 coming in with all the kids.
No,
that's not a problem. People looking for jobs.
And people in Detroit are getting pissed. Did you see the videos? They're calling Obama out. They're like, you're helping all of these illegals. What about us?
What about us? Chicago, too.
Yes, it's in Chicago, his home state. Yeah. Well, I think he went from Kenya to Hawaii, was in Chicago for about 2 weeks, became a senator, and then he became a president a week later.
Without ever.
Yeah, the Manchurian candidate. Look it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, that's right.
Look up Saul Alinsky, George Soros, Cloward and Piven, and the Manchurian candidate. Yeah. The most transparent government ever, and no one can see his records.
Yeah, no problem.
Birth certificates, school records, college records, Harvard, whatever else he did.
Right now, the people are pouring over the border. They're shipping them. They're putting them in buses, right? They're putting these quote-unquote kids, who most of them are being considered kids, are like between 15 and 18 years old. They're putting them on buses and sending them out to neighborhoods, and they will not tell you. And the president this past week has said, we respect their privacy. Privacy, they are elite. They're breaking the law.
Obama spoke in Texas, but wouldn't meet with Rick Perry, Governor Perry, on the border. And then he went golfing for his 138th round of golf since he's been president.
Well, you know, he needs a vacation.
And now he'll be up at either Martha's Vineyard or Cape Cod for 2 weeks
for
another $40 million vacation.
Why don't we put all these people in the buses and send them to Cape Cod and to places like...
Put them in the Kennedy compound.
Yes.
If Uncle Ted was alive, woohoo!
Yeah, he'd be having
fiddle
fun.
Fiddle about. Oh, also, Johnny Winter passed, 70 years old. Master blues guitarist, slide guitarist. I love Johnny Winter, I'll tell you. 70 years old, he made it too. You know, we're talking
about... Which is a miracle.
Talk about a hard life. Okay? Talk about a hard life. So, yeah, so this whole illegal thing, you know, it's just part of Cloward and Piven, by the way.
Absolutely, because what you're doing is you're overloading the system. My greatest concern, we talk about this off the air all the time, is the disease that is pouring in that no one knows about.
Yep. And well, you're an infectious disease doctor.
Yeah, but you see...
You were. You were defrocked, right?
I hung my frock up, let's just say. It really is an issue. You've got diseases coming from Central America that don't exist in the United States. You've got people who aren't being screened. You had the decimation of the United States Public Health Service, which was supposed to prevent all this. Mm. But the commission corps doesn't almost exist anymore.
You know, I went to the post office the other day in a nice neighborhood, and it's so downtrodden and ramshackled and dirty and depressing. There was fluorescent bulbs out. Posters were crooked. Mop marks, dirt on the floor. You could just see. And then I had to wait like 40 minutes because they had to call Wally in the back. And Wally was doing something. And then he came out and he had such an attitude. And he wrote my shit on scrap paper. And I still haven't received any mail. It's been a week now.
Well, welcome to the healthcare of the future.
And that's what hit me. I'm like, this is what healthcare is going to be like when the government runs it. Like motor vehicles in the post office.
If you want to see it, just look at the VA system. The VA system is government healthcare.
Because nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit. And the problem is, and I feel bad for these guys because these men and women have given their lives for our freedom, number one. And number two, they were promised health care, but good health care. And they don't get it.
A disabled vet went into Lowe's looking for a part.
Oh, man, what a
You
great
heard
story
about that?
That
and his wheelchair needed repair, and he's been waiting 6 months for the VA to repair it.
He's been waiting years, for a new chair.
A new chair. And three Lowe's employees fixed and modified his chair on their lunch break, and they bought all the tools and they bought all the parts they needed and hooked him up. That's my America.
Absolutely. Okay? That's the America Island.
And
absolutely.
The post office. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I guarantee you the whole EBT welfare thing, that's probably run very efficiently.
Yeah.
But somebody like me, I go into the post office once every 5 years. I can't believe how I'm treated, you know? Mm-hmm. And just the way it looked, because there's really nobody in charge. Nobody really cares.
Right.
It's just, you know, 700 layers of bureaucracy. So nobody's like, let me fix those posters. Yep. And all the retail displays, like you could see when they put the cards out, it hasn't been touched since it's been put out 5 years ago.
Right.
It looks like communist Russia.
Yes.
You know, and it's depressing. Yes. And this is where, this is, you people, you progressives and you socialists, this is where we're headed.
Right.
This is what you want. Instead of private enterprise where there's pride of ownership and people that actually own it and they're responsible for it.
Responsible. That's the key.
Nobody's responsible there. Wally behind the counter, he doesn't give a shit that there's tape all over the counter and their waste baskets are overflowing. He doesn't care.
As long as he takes his lunch break on
the
appropriate time.
He gets his break and
puts
off he goes.
Sign up
and I know we have civil servants that are listening to this, and I know not everybody is like that.
No.
But
it
in
sucks
general,
to be the good, the good guys.
Yeah. Well, it'll break you down.
Yes, it breaks you down. It absolutely does. I know plenty of good doctors and nurses who work in that VA system who are just, they're beside themselves because they can't get things done. They can't even get, and if they speak out, they're attacked.
Nope, you have to go with
the
flow.
The system.
I have a friend who is a biomedical engineer at one of the VA hospitals. He does stuff on his own time. He buys stuff for the vets and brings it in.
Right.
Because it's paralysis through analysis.
Yep.
He says he puts a requisition in for a piece of medical equipment. By the time he gets it, the patient died 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, or when the machine or the materials come in, he forgot what they're for. He had to go back 3 years of notes to pull
to
it,
go
you
pull
know?
It, right.
Or he'll put the paperwork in. He doesn't get a response. 6 months go by. He finds out it's stopped three levels up because something wasn't filled out or approved properly. But it never went back down to him.
Never comes back down.
Nobody says anything.
Right,
they just sit on it, okay? That's what happens when you allow big government to run shit.
Right.
Okay.
Government,
you have to privatize it.
It is just the way it is.
There needs to be incentive for small business. Right. Like New Jersey chased all small businesses out. You
They're
know, we struggled.
10,000 people a day are leaving this damn state.
That's why they implemented an exit tax so they can make money on you on the way out.
Exactly.
We're the only state with an exit tax.
Yes, exactly. How effed up does it have to be that you put an exit tax on a state?
Unbelievable.
Don't ever come to the state. Don't ever come here. My wife's family is from Texas. I am really seriously thinking about moving to Texas.
All my exes live in Texas.
All my exes.
My brother lives in Texas. My niece and nephew live in Texas.
Right. He's in Houston, right?
Yes. I'd like to go visit, but my business and my life is here. I can't go, so I'm going to stand and fight.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to stand and fight as much as I can. I'm going to bitch about it, but I'm going to stand and fight. So next time you go to post office and you look around, or next time you go see somebody at the VA, look around.
Or motor vehicle.
Well, motor vehicles in New Jersey have been privatized,
yeah,
it's changed a lot. A
little bit.
Yeah, it's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, you need to Christine Todd Whitman privatized it.
Yeah.
Right after she put the African-American guy up against the wall and frisked him. Remember that?
Yeah.
And she got in trouble for that shit. Dumb.
Well, our politicians are pretty stupid.
You know, one of the reporters on News 12 reported the Jersey City, the victim, not the victim, the shitbag's wife.
And got fired.
And he got fired because he said that, you know, the inner city people, the men need to be more responsible and be more role models, and that's why these people act this way. And he got shit for it, and then he got fired. But it was a corporate decision to run the wife in front of the memorial. It wasn't his decision to run that. And he got a little shit for that, too. But I commend him for standing his ground. And, you know, we've had many guys on the show, Gary Smith, Sean Brown, Ainsley Reynolds, and they would all say the same thing. People need to be responsible for their families. People need to be, you're going to have kids, you have to have a commitment to raise them, and there needs to be role models.
Yes.
And I don't want this to turn into a racial thing, because it's with every family today.
It's every family.
And pull
today.
Your kids away from the video game, and pull your kids away from the TV, and maybe take them out and play a little catch ball with them or something.
Yeah.
You know, that might
right.
help.
Right. Maybe get them socialized to interact with
correct.
Other human beings.
Correct.
Yeah.
Maybe that might help
yeah.
preventing them from becoming criminals and mass murderers and all this other shit that goes on. And, you know, making them deal with their emotions and teach them how to share and teach them how to allocate time to do things rather than just throw them in front of the video games.
Right.
And let
the way
them have
it used
that.
To be when, see, a lot of our listeners are, you know, kind of too young to remember this, but when we grew up, especially in the summertime, we left home right after breakfast, didn't come back till lunch, ate lunch, went back out again to go play with our friends.
Yep.
Didn't come back until, in my case, the 5 o'clock whistle blew, and then you had to be home for dinner. Ate dinner, went back out until the streetlights came on, then you had to come back.
Correct.
But you interacted with other people. And you were held responsible for what you did. And the entire neighborhood beat your ass if you needed it.
Those days have changed.
It's all changed now. People just get on the phone and call the police. They don't deal with they won't even deal with a neighbor who's playing loud music. They call the police.
And the progressives and your socialists and your Democrats in the inner city, they just throw promises and money at the problem.
Well,
you know, remember there used to be Big Brother societies and police
oh, yeah,
athletic
right.
leagues
PAL.
And stuff.
I learned to shoot at the PAL.
How about taking these young inner city kids and have like a police athletic league, and they'll grow up with a respect for law enforcement.
Right, exactly.
You know, these are pretty simple things that can be done.
Yeah. Yes.
So my rant is over. Listen, again, thank you for your support. Remember, we have a lot of Gun for Hire, Gun for Hire Radio swag to help fund this. Evan Knappen, Friday, October 17th. It's on the website already. Next week on the website, Marcus Max Ballistic Class. I got a lot of emails and feedback on that one.
Yeah.
Coming soon to a theater near you. I also will have a forensic psychologist teaching two different classes here. First classes ever offered.
Cool.
This guy's an expert. Wait till you see this. Our clinics and our urban classes are booking everywhere. You know, we use Easton Fishing Game, outdoor range, 100 yards, running and gunning. Our urban classes, we just shot up a Lexus the other day. We just shot up another Mercury the other day.
That's really
our
cool
test shoot. Drives, our belt-fed test drives, AR test drives. Build-A-Bear with Jimmy the Gun Guy. Just email Jimmy at Gun for Hire. Build your own AR. And stop by. Just the other day, a couple of guys stopped by to have a cigar with me in the FU Bloomberg Lounge.
And they
Please
were from out
do.
Of state. Everybody,
out of
you know,
state.
It's the summertime. If you're going to vacation in New Jersey, this is the place to come. Otherwise, stay the hell away and keep your guns out because you're just going to wind up in jail.
Correct.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a CounterThink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please help support this show. Follow the link at the Gun for Hire Radio website. You can get an I Will Not Comply swag, as Anthony calls it, which I'm not sure. I have to go look up. But we have those things. We have some swags. We love you guys. See you next time.